In Wichita, Kansas today, a preliminary hearing is scheduled for a suspected serial killer. Police say Dennis Rader is the BTK strangler who killed 10 people there between 1974 and 1991. Rader was arrested last February. Police have said little since about what led them to Dennis Rader or their case against him. Today's hearing may provide some answers. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Since his arrest on February 25th, Dennis Rader has appeared publicly just once in a brief court appearance where he heard the 10 murder counts against him. One of the few people who's been to see him since is Michael Clark, the pastor at Christ Lutheran Church, just a few miles from Rader's home in Park City. As he stands by his red pickup in the church parking lot, Reverend Clark says Dennis Rader was a longtime member of the church, and his arrest hasn't changed that.
He's a parishioner in this congregation, and as long as he is and I'm here, I will be his pastor.
Clark has been going to the Sedgwick County Jail in Wichita once or twice a week to counsel Rader, the man prosecutors say is this serial killer, who in letters to the news media dubbed himself BTK for Bind, Torture, Kill. During much of that time, Rader was a supervisor for a home security company, a family man with two children, active in the Cub Scouts and in his church. Reverend Clark says that's still the man he sees when he visits the county jail.
The Dennis Rader that I know is the one that was a servant of this church. I have no idea what the other Dennis Rader is or what that's about.
During much of the time he was active, BTK kept up a correspondence with police through the news media, sending them letters with descriptions and drawings of the crime scenes. But when BTK suddenly went silent, police thought he may have left the area or died, until last year when the taunts resumed. BTK began a new series of messages, sending police jewelry and the driver's license belonging to one of his victims. Those packages are what finally led police to Dennis Rader. A security camera at a home improvement store where one package was left caught Rader's car on tape. Another package contained a floppy disk that was traced to Christ Lutheran Church, where Rader sometimes used the computer. But so far, at least, prosecutors and the police have said remarkably little about how, after more than 30 years, they finally broke this case, or what evidence links Rader with the 10 murders. Robert Beatty is a Wichita attorney who was researching a book on the murders when BTK reemerged last year after two decades of silence. After Rader's arrest, Beatty's book, Nightmare in Wichita, was rushed to the printers and it quickly became a bestseller. Beatty says the police have always withheld from the public many details about the BTK murders, but they appear to have a lot of evidence.
They cheek swabbed well over 1,000 men for DNA evidence, so the implication has always been they have DNA, fingerprints. It's believed it probably uncovered items that were taken from the 10 murdered victims.
The local paper, the Wichita Eagle, reports that Rader has confessed to the 10 murders he's charged with. If that's true and he decides to plead guilty, he won't stand trial. But no matter what his plea, Rader won't face the death penalty for these charges. All 10 of the murders occurred before 1994 when Kansas reestablished capital punishment. Rader is being represented by the Sedgwick County Public Defender's Office. Assistant Public Defender Mark Orr says at today's preliminary hearing, Rader will plead not guilty. Any decision to change his plea to guilty would come later, after they've seen the prosecution's case. But Orr says the whole process is likely to take some time.
The number of counts and also the fact that this goes back 30 years is going to make this a fairly complex case, because so much of it's going to be from so long ago. There's going to be memory issues and witness issues, things like that.
Prosecutors say they expect Rader's preliminary hearing to take somewhere between 3 and 10 days. They plan to present evidence and witnesses for each one of the 10 murders. And if the judge hears evidence of other crimes, additional charges are possible. Throughout the 70s and 80s, the serial killer known as BTK terrorized Wichita. But law enforcement authorities believe before that time he may have been active elsewhere. They're looking to link Rader with other unsolved murders, and they're scrutinizing his time in the Air Force, which took him to bases in Texas, Colorado, Alabama, and Japan. Greg Allen, NPR News.